You know?
Black gold, back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black gold, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Bounce. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm repping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, he said. I keep it raining, you're paying attention, listen. We the BL, okay, okay, he said. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. Show some love or be living under the logo. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. I'm fucking with my money, yo, you don't want to hear it. I understand that, work hard and it pays off. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fucking with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class liars, catch me in the C-class, pass like flyers. Seen the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beast, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. Yeah. I'm bluffing the rap. You hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape. You'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape. I mean literally. Okay. You remind me of cake. Evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaws to me. See the heat is backed up. Love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping. Sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL. Okay. Okay. He say. I told you we raining, homie. Now pay attention. We the BL. Okay. Okay. He say. Yeah. Back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black gold, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Bounce. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody good, y'all. This is your girl, Miss Kiki. Tune in to Roll the Solid Radio's BL for the Major Airways. And we're going to get it on the popping as we always do. Appreciate you, your girl, and the show started. I'm going to start it off with this. So I saw an article earlier today that Candace Owens, I'm not a Candace Owens fan, but Candace Owens dropped some audio from Kardashian yelling at Ray J and disrespecting our legend, Whitney Houston, in the process. This is when her and Ray J were still dating because Whitney and Ray J were friends. I'm going to find that article. So I'm going to find that article because when you hear what she said, let me see if I can find that. Then you know you go through the news section on Facebook. You know, oops. think I spelled her name wrong. I hate when I spell people's name wrong. Let's see if it comes up. I think I still spelled it wrong, but... Let's try it that way. Okay. And I read it, from Black Enterprise. That's where I saw the article at. But I see everybody's picked up this story. I see Madame Noir, The Root, News Onyx, Radar Online, In the Times, Newsweek, OK Magazine, Vlad TV, Fox News. Oh, that's what about the White Lives Matter shirt. Since I can't, the one I found was Black Eyes, I will get the, I'm going to read the story from somewhere else. And that is going to be Madame Noir. I'm going to read it from Madame Noir. So it says, Kim Kardashian, allegedly calls Whitney Houston the C word in audio leaked by Candace. Someone shared an old voicemail that Kim Kardashian left ex-Bo Ray J, when she met him and the late Whitney Houston. In the voicemail, she's allegedly heard telling that he's just calling Houston an old hag. Some tapes are making the rounds of Kim Kardashian. She's talking trash. Owen said, "Oh," said on her show. The sweet little Kim K she is today. She's nasty, calling Whitney Houston a crackhead. She's yelling at Ray J. It is the version of Kim Kardashian's kids and following. In the voicemail, a woman is Kim Kardashian is trying to say, "I think your aunt is sick human. You're just stupid that you'll do anything for fucking attention. And you're so disgusting. Go have old hag. Whitney, you're sick and like practically not whack with you guys. You are honestly, it makes me laugh discussing you guys. Look, and the woman thought to be for telling Ray J not to ever call her again. And that makes him all added that she was told that Kardashian that because she was upset that Ray J was more famous than her. Owens added that she would be open to having Ray J, who has exposed the Kardashian show. Girl, Ray J is on your show. Ray J is not doing, he might talk about this, but he ain't going to talk about it with you. If it is true that Kim Kardashian said all this shit, he's not talking to you about it. If he did that, he would lose his black card. Yes, he would lose his black card. He'd talk to you. And I think that they have left a lot of victims in their wake, Ray J included. Okay. Then it says, he's rightfully angry, and I want to keep covering that because a family like this should be exposed. Ray J alleged that Kris Jenner made him and Kardashian re-record that sex tape so it can be released in efforts to achieve fame. Candace Owens then read them fulfilled on her show, calling Jenner a pimp and Kardashian a prostitute. A few weeks later, she was seen next to Kardashian's ex, Kanye West, wearing a White Lives Matter shirt as his Yeezy fashion show at Passion Fashion Week. So this is the voicemail, and you, those who know Kim's voice should know if this is really Kim Kardashian's voice, because this would be somebody pretending to be Kim Kardashian, and this could be a fake voicemail. You know how many people can fake doing celebrities, can impersonate celebrities' voices, and it sound like the real celebrity.
You know, I get a lot of feedback from you guys about me covering culture, and I just want to say it one more time. I'm never going to stop covering culture because it matters, and it is because conservatives hold the opinion that it doesn't matter that we have lost so much ground to the left. It is because we have not made any investment in talking about culture that we have ceded so much ground to the left. It is because of this that we are absent in Hollywood. And it's because of this that the biggest public figures in the world are left-leaning and vote left. When it's time for election season and they stand behind these people, the masses, the young kids who are by culture, right? They don't care about your policy papers. They don't care about the debates that you guys are having, these intellectual debates on stage or these panels. They don't care. They're watching Kardashian on Instagram. And Kim Kardashian says, hey, go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. They go, because that's what it means to be an influencer. So if we are not competing, we are competing nowhere. For the record, once again, Andrew Breitbart was correct when he said politics is downstream from culture. And I have been fascinated, as you guys know, with the Kim Kardashian sex tape story, which is so relevant, I cannot tell you. Because if this is correct, and by all indications, it seems that Ray J, her ex, is telling the truth, that she was not a victim of a sex tape, but she orchestrated the sex tape, right? That she's actually a nasty person behind the scenes who has been hell-bent on being famous, and she used a lot of black men in particular to get to where she is, and then left them in the dust. Calls Ray J desperate, and, you know, don't know what's going on with him, and now Kanye is crazy, and she's just completely promoted herself to be in the status that she is, right? Now you have Ray J. Ray J being the entertainer who is the beginning of who has spoken out and said, this has all been a lie. I have had communication with her spanning back for years. I have helped her in every aspect of her career pre-Kanye involvement, and he's angry, and he is saying he is going to sue this family. This is relevant, right? This is relevant to culture to prove to children that everything that they see is a deception and a lie. Well, some tapes are making the rounds of Kim Kardashian, and she's talking trash. This is years ago. It seems to be a voicemail that she left Ray J, where it's not the sweet little Kim K that she presents today. She's nasty. She's calling Whitney Houston a crackhead, and she's looking at Ray J. This tape landed on my lap, and I am told that there is much, much more, and it is the opposite version of the Kim Kardashian that your kids have been following. This is just a sample of the tape. Again, this is a voicemail that she left Ray J to listen.
Ray, it's Kim. I just want you to know that I think you are so disgusting and desperate. Who leaves their email address on their machine? You really want people to call you, but yet you won't call me back. And actually, you know what? Don't call me back. Ever call me back. I never want to talk to you ever, ever again. I think you're honestly a sick human being, and I think you are just so desperate, you'll do anything for attention, and you're just so disgusting. Honestly, so, like, have fun with old tag Whitney Houston. Like, it's so sick, and, like, crack is definitely not whack with you guys, because, you know, just honestly, it, like, makes me laugh on how disgusting you guys look. You're a bae. You're f***ing idiots with Whitney, and you need to go get your old, like, friend, and if it's not right, it's okay. I'm really gonna make it anyway, because you guys are just disgusting and sick and sick. I don't understand.
Circle, and I am basically openly inviting to come onto the show. I can even do a separate podcast because I think that Kardashians family is potentially a Hollywood cartel. And what I mean by that is not that they're moving drugs, but I am talking about the control that they have in Hollywood and the lies that they have told to get to where they're going. And I think that they have left a lot of victims in their wake, Ray J included. He's rightfully angry, and I want to keep covering that because a family like this should be exposed. So Ray J, if you're seeing this, open invite. So you are not even going to believe this, but you should believe.
Okay. Now, she said her name in the... You know, my people leave a voice, but they only... They don't say their name. But, okay. This is the thing that gets me. Okay, she's mad at Ray J, I get that. But why, Ray J know who you are. Ray J knows your voice. I dated for a long time for him not, you know what I'm saying? Because she was like, Ray J, this is Kim. Like, he knows who you are. He knows your voice. And for you to call, a hag, a crackhead, let me tell you something. Whitney is 10 times more the woman you would ever be. You're not even your real self. If you look at old pictures of Kim, the way she looked now, how she looked back before she had plastic surgery. All the cards, I would say, not all, I would say Kim, Khloe, Kylie, Kim, Khloe, Kylie all have plastic surgeries to look the way they look. I don't think Kendall did plastic surgery. She did. I don't think Courtney did plastic surgery. But they all have plastic surgeries to look the way they look. Because if you look at old pictures of how they used to look, they were not the cutest things in the book. Okay? And now you got women who go to plastic surgery talking about, I want to look like Kim K. Kim K is looking like Kim K. You want to look like a woman who's not really looking like herself. If you look at pictures of, like I said, Kim Kardashian before she had plastic surgery, it's not the same. She had some work done to make herself look cute. You understand what I'm saying? She had some work done to make herself look cute. And if she would have stayed the way she was before, she would have never dated Ray J. She would have never dated Reggie Bush. I don't think she would have ever... Would've got what Kanye had kids with him. But I appreciate you leaking the story, Candace, but to be honest with you, Ray J is not sitting down with you to talk about that. Because the way the black community feel about you, he's not trying to lose his black card by dealing with you. It's the truth. He's not trying to lose his black card. So, in other news, Mike Hill and Cynthia really split each other after 2 years of marriage. And their 2 year anniversary just passed, and they split in. And the reason they said is not, well, she's saying it's not working out. No, he didn't cheat on her. She didn't cheat on him. It's not working out because Mike is a sportscaster, okay? They met while on the Steve Harvey show, and that's how they got together. But the thing is, Mike is a sportscaster. He works in L.A. as a sportscaster. Cynthia lives in Atlanta. Cynthia has her businesses and her family, they are in Atlanta. And him being a sportscaster, you know, if he has to come to Atlanta, you know, for business, then he come, that's how they would see. Like, if she, you know what I'm saying, she was, like, she would spend time with him. If she had nothing on, she would spend time with him in L.A., vice versa. So that's how they was communicating, getting to know each other. And then they said, you know what, let's do it. Let's get married. They got married, and they kept doing it. You know, she would be in L.A. for a little bit. He would be in Atlanta for a little bit. Made roots anywhere. If he has a separate place in L.A., and she has a separate place in Atlanta, they didn't decide, well, let's get a place together. No. What she was doing, like I said, was when she's in L.A., with him in L.A., when she has stuff to do in Atlanta, she's in Atlanta. When he got stuff to do, he spends time with her while she's in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's vice versa. And when you truly love a person, I'm not saying that Cynthia has to give up being a mom. Well, you know Cynthia's a mom. That's know of her. I'm not saying that Cynthia has to give up businesses, you know, and all that stuff to be in L.A. with her man, or Mike has to give up being a sports to be with her in Atlanta. No. If you have a business, doesn't, you know what I'm saying? As a CEO, you hire vice presidents, you hire managers to run your business, get it, having to be in Atlanta, my business having him have to be in LA. And it's like there's got to be a compromise somewhere. Like, she moves into his place, and she has stuff there in his place while she's with him in L.A. He has stuff in her place. But it's not something you two got together. This is a place you had before you got with her. This is a place he had before he got with her. She's doing is moving her stuff in. They never planted roots. Doesn't matter if they want to plant roots in Atlanta. It doesn't matter if they want to plant roots in L.A. This is his house that he owns. Her name is not D, right? So if something goes wrong, he could kick her out at any time. At her place in Atlanta, something goes wrong. Right? If something goes wrong, she can kick him out at any time. But when you plant roots with the person you with the person you love, y'all both, your name is on the deed. That is, he tried to kick you out, he can't. He tried to kick you out, she can't. Y'all have to sell the property, split the assets of the property 50-50, and then separate ways. It says the amicable situation, he didn't know cheated or nothing, because before, he was already married before, and he cheated in his previous relationships. So I know people probably thinking maybe that's why him and Cynthia split and he cheated on her. No, is that he's a sportscaster. His job station in L.A., the sports cat. Whatever Cynthia is doing has her planted in Atlanta. She don't want Atlanta. I could tell that's one reason she don't want to leave Atlanta, and I'm sure he don't want to leave LA. hence why they have their roots in the place that they got with each other, the place they got together, instead of their separate place they had before they even got together. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this to y'all out there who are in a relationship now, and you are saying he's the one, she's the one, he's the one I'm going to marry. Plant some roots. If she's from another state, if she's from another state, but like, I live in New Jersey and I'm from New York. Now, if I dated somebody who's in New York, where I live at in New Jersey is not far from New York. So they can be in the back and forth, like Cynthia and Mike. You can go to New York, spend time with them in New York. They can come out here and spend time in Jersey, like that. I'm not that far. But if we decided, it's exclusive, we decide we're going to get married, we got to plant roots somewhere. Are we going to live in Jersey or are we going to live in New York? For me, I probably would say Jersey because I have to be close to my mom. You understand what I'm saying? I need to be close to my mom. And the person I'm with needs to understand that. But if they don't want to move to Jersey, then I have to understand that too. But we have to have a compromise. You understand what I'm saying? In a relationship, you have to have a compromise. Because, like I said, she lived in Atlanta, he lives in L.A. His job kept him in L.A. And can he find the same type of job out in Atlanta making the same type of money? He probably can't. And that's another thing. Am I willing to relocate, get the same type of job, relocate for lower pay? He's not doing that. Let's say Mike makes $150,000 a year, right? Let's just say he makes that, right? And there's a job opening for the same position he already got in Atlanta, but they're only offering $100,000. I know he loves Cynthia for $100,000. Is he gonna do it for a $50,000 pay cut? Will he relocate for his woman with the $50,000 pay cut? Because in LA he's making $150,000, and this job in Atlanta is only $100,000, right? For him, he's gonna know. I think living in Atlanta he's gonna have the same chances that he would have that he has in LA. It might be cheaper, but still in all, I don't think he would want that pay cut. And the same thing with her. If she started her own modeling agency called the Bailey Agency, and she has some other entrepreneur things that she is doing, and she could move the Bailey Agency to L.A., but I don't think she wants to because it's working for her in Atlanta. It's working for her there. Right? It's working for her. But you go to L.A., you got to find you a spot. Right, for your agency, Then you know, you gotta find you some models. And she likes Atlanta that much that she don't want to leave it. And he probably likes LA that much that he don't want to leave it. So there's no one's compromising. For me, I'd be like, I hate I'm here. Like I said, if I was in that situation, the person I'm with lives in New York. But see, New York, where I'm at in Jersey, New York is not that far. I could if I had the money. Like Cynthia and Mike does. Where I can, you know, have a car service come pick me up and take me to my man. And he can do the same. You understand what I'm saying? He could do the same. But Atlanta and LA is like a lot of, is real far from each other. It's not like how Atlanta and Florida is close to each other. It's not like that. If LA and Atlanta was close to each other, then they wouldn't have a problem with their relationship. They wouldn't have a problem. If Atlanta, like I said, if Atlanta, LA were close to each other, they would not be divorcing right now. Because like I said, I can get a car service to take me to my man in New York, and he can take me to bring him out here to Jersey. If Atlanta and LA were close to each other, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of money being wasted, but it's being wasted for good reason. You understand what I'm saying? Or if he has his own car, he can drive his own car and come out. I don't drive. I'm just saying, for me, I don't drive. That's why I said car service or using Uber, but rather the car service. You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather the car service than Uber. Because with the car service, you can keep the more retainer. Meaning that, let's say, okay, you rent the car, you have the car service. He can drop you all where you're going, and the car service, you tell him how many hours you're going to be out, and the car service will come back and pick you back up. Instead of, I'm only going to be out for an hour. Pick 10. Let's say 10 at night. So the car service will drop you off to where you're going. At 10 o'clock, the car service will be right out there to pick you up. See, with Uber, you have to use the app on your phone to see if there's any cars around to pick you up in the first place. With using car service, you don't have to do that. I think what it is they do have love for each other. It's just that the living situation is something that was tearing them. The reason for their split. You understand what I'm saying? Like Cynthia's in college now, so. But I know Mike Hill has kids, has a daughter as well, and I don't know how old she is. So if she's young, he can't just up and move to Atlanta like that. No, he can't do that. Like if Cynthia's daughter was young, I would same thing. He cannot up and leave Atlanta with her daughter. Not young. Especially moving to another state you have no family in. See, that's another thing for me. I gotta get married. I gotta be close. I don't mind moving back. I don't mind in New York, but I gotta be close to my mama. With her health the way it is, I gotta be close. Even if I move, you know, moved out, I close to my mom. Because I would hate not to be here at the call that was with my mom. You understand what I'm saying? That call away, my mom is in the hospital. I don't be in New York to get a call to tell me, get a call from my siblings saying my mom is in the hospital and I'm in New York. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to have these discussions. While you got to have discussions about where you want to live if you and this person you with decide to get married. And if your family is what you want, then he has to cry. I know, like, okay, your family's in my family's in your, but where I live in Jersey, not that far from New York, so it's like you can see. It's not like you can't go over the bridge and see family. You understand what I'm saying? For me, I don't be away from my mom. Because, like I said, I'm going to get those calls and say she's in the hospital real sick or whatever. I don't want one of those calls in the area to rush and go see my mom. And the person you will have to understand why you want to stay where you're at and not move with them or whatever. And plus, I don't want to move into, I think we should get a place together and not me just taking my stuff from one place and moving directly into your place. No. I think we should get a place together where both of our names is on the lease if it's an apartment. It's a house that both of our names is on the deed of the house. That even if we broke up, that if we would split the asset money into getting the house and all the money that comes back from selling the house to the person who put the money there, who bought the house. If I didn't put no money towards that, he did all that, then he gets that. I'll just leave with what I came with. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, when you're in a relationship, you gotta put roots down. Especially if the two of you live in, y'all close. I can see you live in the same state but different towns. I get it. But still, for me, I don't want to live far from my mama, so I can do maybe two towns over. I'm still kind of close. I can still easily get to my mom with no problem. I don't want to be, because I don't drive, and I don't want to be so far out that if something went down with a family member that I couldn't get to my family member because I live so far out. Saying that's my thing, and I'm sure the person I'm with would understand that, because you do got some people who you get in a relationship, they don't understand why you want to stay in the area, and plus it's nothing quiet with that. You ain't gonna worry about, like, in New York how you hear people walking down the block, making loud noise. It's great. But I know the person was right. But I need to be close to my family, too. That's why I said there has to be a compromise to where we meet. So, like I said, I live in New Jersey. Right, and when you come into New Jersey on the George Washington Bridge, the first Jersey town you hit is Fort Lee. You hit Englewood, right? So my compromise would be we can get a place in Fort Lee, right? Because, like, where I'm at, because if you're taking public transportation, it's 20 minutes from New York because you're taking public transportation. But lesser than that, when you're driving, I drive. And that's another thing. That's why I said I want to be so close that I can Uber it if I need to. You see what I'm saying? To where, you know, to, if I have to, you know, go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? But she said it was amicable. But like I said, a lot of people don't put roots down. If he, once they've been separated for a while, but I'm sure they could work, if they really want to work it out, they could. He's not giving up his casting to be with her in Atlanta. He probably don't want to live in Atlanta, and she don't want to live in Atlanta. That's why I said there's got to be a compromise. Let's say, okay, Florida and Atlanta close to each other. Say Mike was a sportscaster in Florida. That's not bad. Florida and Atlanta is not that far from each other. So Florida and Georgia, rather, they're not that far from each other. So that's a hop, skip, and a jump between the two states. So that's not that bad. See, she goes to LA, she got to get on the airplane. You know, him, if he lived in Florida, all she would have to do is have a drive down. Or like I said, she could rent a car service to have, because she got money. I ain't got money like Cynthia, but she got money that she could rent a car service and have the car drivers take her down there to where he's at in Florida. And the same thing with him. If he don't want to drive, he can have car service, take them to Atlanta to be with Cynthia. But nobody has, you know, nobody want to have to spend money like that all the time, especially with airfare and the way it is. Yes, you can do it one way to L.A., and it'll be cheap. But when she can't do it, when, you know, she don't want to do it one way. A round trip to get,
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.